Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The legal battle continues meantime over whether Columbia protester Mahmoud Khalil will be brought back to this area to deal with the charges and deportation issues he's facing, or if the Trump administration prevails in a move to get his case thrown out and get Khalil thrown out of the country. The latest in that ongoing deportation battle tops our news on this Friday afternoon. Khalil wasn't here for a court hearing today in New Jersey, but his supporters and lawyers made sure there was no let-up in his quest. It's Marla Diamond leading us off.
After lengthy and technical case law arguments from both sides, the judge said he would rule on the venue issue as soon as he's able. Outside of the courthouse, one of Khalil's attorneys, Ramzi Qasim, said they will argue for bail once that's decided.
What's most important is for all of us to keep up the pressure to let this government know that it cannot suppress speech, any form of speech, including pro-Palestinian speech.
Khalil helped organize student rallies at Columbia. Over the weekend, the Trump administration filed new allegations accusing Khalil of withholding information about his membership in certain organizations in his permanent residency application. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Newark.
So for now, we wait to see what the judge decides. From Flushing, here's what happens to squatters who take over other people's houses. Queens DA Melinda Katz says Brian Rodriguez gets 2 years in prison for illegally occupying a home in Flushing and then actually renting out rooms to other people last year. Says he forced himself into the house after the homeowner tried to make him leave and then falsely claimed that he was the legal tenant and pretended that the real owner was harassing him. The incident garnered national attention in the wake of several squatter incidents. The DA says this guy actually moved into somebody else's house and was using it to make a profit for himself. But now he's got a place to stay and with plenty of security. He had already pleaded guilty back in January, by the way. Also from Flushing, he wants to build what and where? Some folks are pretty PO'd today about Mets owner Steve Cohen's plans to build a casino and hotel next to Citi Field.
The message here is that public land belongs to the people.
We cannot let a billionaire tell us that we only deserve public good spaces if he takes it and makes a casino for his benefit.
These people believe the proposed casino, hotel, and live music venue would lead to higher rents, traffic nightmares, and empty promises from Mets owner Steve Cohen.
He has no vested interest in what happens here unless it lines up his pockets.
Cohen would need to win a state casino license and get state permission to take over public land. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, the project touted as a catalyst for thousands of permanent union jobs, park space, and investment in public transit, but many residents are not buying it. On Staten Island, they're looking for a burglar who went into a house about 2 o'clock this morning and made off with Apple products, cologne, sneakers, about $1,200 cash. And oh yeah, the victim's Toyota Sienna was also taken on the way out. Nobody hurt during the incident at a place on Cedar Terrace and Cunard Place. This is in the Grimes Hill section. Cops say the culprit is a lady about 30 or 40 years old, last seen wearing a light green sweatshirt and a gray coat. Her picture is on our website at 1010winds.com. Up in the Bronx, Congressman Richie Torres held court today to announce what he calls the Trump administration's full frontal assault on the health and well-being of the community.
The Bronx River Alliance provides programs to clean the waterway, the air, and more. Their director, Siddhartha Sanchez, says they were never notified that their EPA grants were cut.
We just logged into the portal where we invoice and were suspended over the last couple of months. There was no formal communication from the EPA.
They're now out over $1 million. Congressmember Richie Torres says under President Trump,
the EPA no longer stands for the Environmental Protection Agency. It has become the Environmental Pollution Agency.
He says this will only make health hazards worse in the Bronx. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
They have been waiting on the other shoe to drop, actually. New York Health and Addiction Agencies, that is. State officials saying they expect to lose about $300 million in COVID-era funds. Governor Hochul says the cuts announced yesterday by the Department of Health and Human Services, headed by RFK Jr., will collectively cancel much of the funding they were expecting received through September. The money had been directed to states in aid to aid in emergency relief during the height of the pandemic. And even though the money was expected to dry up by this fall, HHS directive to cut it 6 months earlier caught state health officials actually off guard. Officials say the cuts will directly affect county health departments that were using the money for disease response and public health initiatives. Meantime, the clock ticks away on the closure of an all-girls Catholic school up in the Bronx. But all of a sudden, as newsman Glenn Shuck tells us, a surprising ally has stepped up to help.
Public hearing beginning 5 o'clock April 8th, hosted by Attorney General Letitia James. She says it's essential to hear from all of those involved on both sides of the Preston High School situation, some way to keep the doors open after 75 years. Alum and donor Emily Catanzarita telling 1010 Winds.
So I think there's a middle ground. I think even if you want us, that property is big enough to even split it, where you can sell off the left side where the mansion is, and then you can keep the new building, as which it's referred to. The sisters have to be willing to meet and willing to negotiate.
Anyone who wants to speak at the hearing, you have to submit your testimony in writing beforehand to ag.ny.gov. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Last week, we told you about that Connecticut mother accused of keeping her stepson in captivity for 2 decades. Well, she was in court today pleading not guilty.
The judge ruled Kimberly Sullivan must wear a GPS monitoring device, but he denied the state's request to place her under house arrest. The 32-year-old stepson weighed 68 pounds last month when he was rescued after setting his room on fire. Ioannis Kaloidis is Sullivan's attorney.
I know everyone wants to crucify her. Everyone's already convicted her, but that's not how this works. And it's not how it's going to work.
The victim's biological mother, Tracy Valorand, was at the courthouse today.
She should be in prison just like she kept my son.
Michael Wallace on the follow-up there. Back here, something for Yankees fans to cheer about. If you watch the YES Network on Comcast, subscribers in New York and New Jersey will get access to the Yankees broadcast, at least through the end of the month, after both sides agree to a short-term extension in their carriage battle. The deal pushes the blackout deadline to 11:59 p.m. Eastern on March 31st. YES had been set to go dark on Comcast this Friday at midnight. The extension is the 10th and the latest string in these ongoing negotiations. Officials say that's a sign both sides are trying to work out something, although the talks remain contentious.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.